Welcome back to Inside Pop. This is a special Big Cell 30-Day Challenge episode, and we are so happy to feature Alan Noah of the Test of Time podcast. Welcome to the Big Cell 30 Challenge, Alan.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Amita and Sean.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. We are so excited to have you with us, and we love your podcast. We're excited to have fellow podcasters on this Big Cell 30-Day Challenge with us. Pop culture podcasters whose taste we respect so much, like yours. We would love to hear and have you share information about your podcast with our listeners.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And first off, I will just say right off the bat that listening to you guys' podcast was definitely an inspiration to get my button gear and start my own. And so I thank you for that, as well as I thank you for helping me out with a lot of the helpful information that you guys gave me about which microphone to use and how to record and all of the nitty-gritty things. So thank you both for all of that. Our podcast is called The Test of Time, and it's myself and my friend James Brief. We go back from college many, many years, and what we do is we rewatch classic movies. And for us, we define classic usually as mostly 80s and 90s, not exclusively, but generally from our childhood. And we rewatch them, and then we sit down and talk about them, and we ask if they stand the test of time. So certain movies are definite yeses, some are definite nos, and the interesting ones are somewhere in between.
You have about 9 episodes under your belt now? Maybe
I think we just hit 11 or 12.
Oh, awesome!
You guys
congrats,
are cranking them out.
Congratulations!
Yeah. I can't keep up.
So, what's the is there? I won't ask for any spoilers, but what's the percentage of movies that stand the test of time and don't stand the test of time?
I think for me, it's maybe 60-40 that do versus that don't. There are definitely, I think we started off and I was like, okay, yes, this stands the test of time. This stands the test of time. This stands the test of time. It's like, this is going to get old really fast. But we did find a few that just don't. And yeah, I mean, I think it's not just about, is the movie good or do I like it? Because there are movies that I didn't really care for, but you have to say, okay, this stands the test of time because it just still works now, all these years later. And there are movies that I grew up loving, that I adored. And, you know, you watch it now with fresh eyes and it's just like, oof, this did not age well. And I'm still glad that that movie exists and that I watched it and that it's a big part of my childhood and I'll always have those fond memories. And, you know, it doesn't take away from that, but you know, at the same time, yeah, there are some things that are classic and that are timeless, and there are some things that are just not.
So
it's fun. I mean, you know, it's fun going back and rewatching some of these old movies and then just kind of nitpicking them as our, just letting our nerd selves come out and just being, and that other part when the one guy says the other thing, no. And it's just really fun to do that.
That's awesome.
It is really fun to hear you guys do that, I will admit.
Oh, well, thank you. So nice to hear you say that.
If someone was going to just check you out and sample one episode, which episode would you recommend?
That's a very good question. I might be a little partial to episode 7, The Goonies. That was a fun one.
Good enough.
Love that one.
We did, after Gene Wilder passed away, we did Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory because we felt like we kind of had to. Mm-hmm. And we went, that one I think was our longest episode ever. We just kept talking about that movie for a ridiculously long time. I think, you know, in general, if you know the movie, it will probably resonate a little bit more. But at the same time, I think hopefully if you're not that familiar with the movie, it'll still be enjoyable. Hopefully. Cool. I don't know.
Cool. Well, we are so excited, as I previously stated, to have you on the podcast. So I think we're ready. We're ready to hear your big sell for the Big Sell 30-Day Challenge.
Okay. All right. Here is my big sell. The new FX show called Better Things. Not Stranger Things, Better Things. And I have to think every time I say it. I'm like, because it's that new show, not Stranger Things, Better Things. The two shows could not be any more different in terms of what they are, other than just, you know, word things. Which I kind of wonder if after Stranger Things came out, if they were like, oh crap, should we have changed?
I think somebody at FX
must have been, because it is confusing for those of us with simple minds. But Better Things is a show from Pamela Adlon. I think I'm saying that right, Adlon. And
yeah, I think so.
She is, you may know her. She has a recurring arc on Louis. She played Louis C.K.'s wife on Lucky Louie, which was the HBO show that ran for one season. And mm-hmm. she is a friend and collaborator of Louis C.K., if I haven't mentioned his name enough. And he's an executive producer on this show as well. And it definitely has the same sort of vibe. If you like Louis on FX, like I do and like many people do, and you're hankering for more in this long hiatus between seasons, then Better Things is a really good fix in the meantime. The show is sort of like Louie is, I keep saying Louie, if this was a drinking game, you would be wasted already. And I'm only like a minute in. But Louie is a semi-autobiographical look at Louis C.K.'s life. He has two daughters in real life. He's got two daughters on the show. This is analogous with Pamela Adlon. She's got three daughters, and her character in this show has three daughters. She is an actress who does voiceover work, which is similar to the real Pamela, who was the voice of Bobby Hill on King of the Hill and is an actress in her own right. So not meant to be totally autobiographical, but definitely you get the sense that she's taken cues from her real life and inspiration there. And the vibe of the show is a little disjointed. It's not a conventional sitcom in the sense of, you know, there's a problem and then they fix the problem and then the end. It's not like that. It definitely has more of that freewheeling, bizarre vibe like you get from, I'm going to say it again, from Louis. And
drink.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not feeling so good already. I think I need to lie down. I didn't know I was going to get drunk doing this podcast.
Little do we know that Louis C.K. is paying you right now to mention his name and show.
Drink again.
If only I were so lucky. But, right. You know, I think the vibe is definitely, it is similar. And if you hated Louis, I can't imagine you would like Better Things. If your favorite sitcom in the world is The Big Bang Theory, I can't imagine that you would like Better Things because it's out there and it's weird. There's definitely a girl power vibe to it. The second episode is very focused on periods and menopause and if that sort of thing. Grosses.
Punctuation?
No, not punctuation. No, the other kind. The other one. That'll be in season two. They'll have a whole episode about, you know.
Right,
commas. All right, boys. Sometimes us ladies get an episode, okay?
Yeah, but I mean, really, I mean, Amita, to your point, I mean, she really does drive home that whole girl power vibe and mm-hmm. it's all about empowerment and her daughters are, I mean, I have a 3-year-old daughter and the way she portrays her teenage daughters in the show give me great anxiety of, it just seems so terrifying. Mm-hmm. And it's not sugarcoated. You know, the characters, they're brats sometimes and she's not mm-hmm. a perfect mother and mm-hmm. they're just kind of figuring it out and making not always the greatest decisions, but it does feel very relatable. The pilot, excuse me again, sorry. The first scene in the pilot is the youngest daughter screaming in a mall, and a woman is just giving this really judgy look while Sam, who's Pamela's character, just stands there and does nothing, or sits there and does nothing, rather. And then she turns to this bystander and says, "Do you want to buy her the earrings? Because that's what she's crying about. I'm not buying her the earrings. If you want to buy them, you can buy them. All right? Thank you for staring at me." It's just, it's really funny and definitely, you know, relatable for or a situation where you just get those licks sometimes and who cares. Yeah. So yeah. I definitely, do you guys watch Louis? Are you a fan of that show?
I've wanted to watch Louis. I haven't, but I've seen the ads for Better Things and I watched Lucky Louis and I really enjoyed her character. I love both her characters, but I enjoyed that show and I thought it was really funny. So I kind of took note of who she was and I'd seen her pop up here and there on things. And I thought she was always hilarious. So when I saw the series, because I watch Atlanta on FX, they would promote it a lot during that. I was like, oh, that looks kind of funny. I kind of want to see it. And there, a lot of the promos were this one scene, which I thought kind of hooked me, was when she's in the car with her daughter and her daughter is talking about, I think, smoking weed. And she's just like, stop sharing with me. Like she, it was like the daughter's finally opening up to her mother. She's like, I don't want to hear any of this. I don't need you to be this open with me.
Right. No, keep secrets. Some secrets are okay. Yes. There are some things you shouldn't tell your mother.
Yeah, I've watched Louis whenever there is a Louis episode that gets a lot of buzz, because I think he's great at doing those water cooler episodes where everyone's talking about it the next day. So I'll watch those episodes, the very special episodes of Louis, I guess. And I enjoy him. I don't know why I don't become a regular viewer, because I do enjoy the episodes when I watch. So I'm definitely interested in checking out Better Things.
Yeah, I mean, I think in my humble opinion, Louis started to really find its groove more as it went on. And I think that this show, Better Things, there's only been three episodes so far, and it's getting better so far. I thought the third episode was really, really funny. Not that the first two episodes were bad, but it just already, three episodes in, seems to be finding its groove. So, yeah, I mean, and it just got renewed for a second season already. So it seems like FX has faith in it. And, yeah, it's definitely a little off-kilter. Not quite as off kilter as Louis can be, where sometimes just really super bizarre things happen, but the editing can be a little jarring. Sometimes they'll just kind of cut to different scenes, or, you know, a flash of something that isn't happening right in that moment that you'd be like, wait, what's happening? Is my cable box acting weird? But it's just, it's meant to kind of throw you.
Well, FX is firing on all cylinders. They can almost do no wrong, The Strain.
Yeah, I want to watch Atlanta. I haven't seen Atlanta yet, but I really need to check that out.
It's good. It's got a little drama and comedy. It's great.
That's definitely next on the list.
Well, maybe someone will big sell that to you, Alan, and you'll get to, or you'll be forced to, watch it during the month of October.
I'm not going to have a choice.
Spoiler alert, that's happening. So.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Alan, and we'll hear you on Test of Time.
All right, great. Thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
Bye. And don't forget to go to Twitter @PopInsiders and use the hashtag #BigCell30. We'd love to get your Big Cell suggestions, and you can also see all of ours on Twitter and at InsidePopPodcast.com.